There's nothing in the Bible about a long-eared, cotton-tailed creature known as the Easter Bunny, nor will you find a passage in the Old Testament or the New Testament about young children painting eggs or hunting for baskets overflowing with scrumptious Easter goodies. And real rabbits certainly don't lay eggs. So why are these traditions so ingrained in the Easter season? And what do they have to do with the story of the resurrection? We'll go hunting for answers to those questions today on Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson. Good morning, I'm Paul Tesoro. First this. When you're working around the yard, safety matters. Plug outdoor tools into outlets with a ground fault interrupter. Never use electric power tools in the rain or when the ground is wet. And if limbs or vegetation are growing in and around overhead power lines or other electrical facilities, use only a qualified tree trimmer to do any cutting or pruning and make sure we are contacted about it before such potentially dangerous work is undertaken. Now back to Almanac. So what do rabbits, colored eggs, marshmallow peeps, baskets full of shredded cellophane grass and chocolate candy, and other similar modern-day traditions have to do with Easter? Well, nothing, of course. Bunnies, eggs, Easter gifts, and fluffy yellow chicks in gardening hats all stem from pagan roots. They were incorporated into the celebration of Easter separately from the Christian tradition of honoring the day Jesus Christ rose from the dead. According to the University of Florida's Center for Children's Literature and Culture, the origin of the celebration and of the Easter Bunny can be traced back to the 13th century pre-Christian Germany, when people worshipped several gods and goddesses. The Teutonic deity, Eostra, was the goddess of spring and fertility, and feasts were held in Eostra's honor on the vernal equinox. Her symbol was the rabbit, because of the animal's high reproduction rate. Spring also symbolized new life and rebirth. Eggs were an ancient symbol of fertility. According to History.com, Easter eggs represent Jesus' resurrection. However, this association came much later when Roman Catholicism became the dominant religion in Germany and merged with already ingrained pagan beliefs. So when did that Easter Bunny legend first get its start? Talk about that after this. Before you do any deep digging or excavating, call the free service that marks the location of all underground utility lines to avoid the danger of a dig-in accident. Make that call at least 2 business days before you break ground. Pick up the phone before you pick up the shovel and dial 811. You can dig that number up anytime you need it in the safety section at centralhudson.com. Back to Almanac. The first Easter Bunny legend was documented in the 1500s. By 1680, the first story about a rabbit laying eggs and hiding them in a garden was published. These legends were brought to the U.S. in the 1700s when German immigrants settled in Pennsylvania Dutch country. The tradition of making nests for the rabbit to lay its eggs in soon followed. Eventually, the nests became decorated baskets, and colorful eggs were swapped for candy, treats, and other small gifts. So while you're savoring some chocolate bunnies and marshmallow chicks this Easter season, think fondly of this holiday's origins. Maybe even impress your friends at your local Easter egg hunt. Hope you'll join me here tomorrow. We'll have a good Friday together. Before I leave you today, this important safety message. Around any bend in any road, any time around the clock, Central Hudson crews can be found working along the region's roadways. We always mark these work zones for safety's sake, and as a driver, you can do your part too. Obey all flaggers' directions and be prepared to slow down or stop. An important safety message from Central Hudson. People, power, possibilities.